There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the family with
Officer Dave,
Andy Brandt Bernard,
and Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk.
Mr. Money Talk. What's happening, everyone? I've noticed, by the way, that Officer Dave and I are going to play football against in the green against the red and orange Josh and Andy.
Oh, there you go.
I like our chances, Tom.
I like our chances.
I would say so. No, we're very Christmassy
today.
That's
it. That's it. The two big guys want to take on the two little guys.
I don't think we can outrun them, we can probably outpower them.
We cannot outrun them. I can guarantee
that. We've got plenty of speed.
Well, Josh, I don't even know where to start with the world, the shape it's in now. I don't hate Joe Biden. I don't hate Donald Trump. You know, they got their own problems. I don't like how they badmouth each other nonstop. So I'm looking at Robert Kennedy Jr. going, well, maybe. And then he goes with Aaron Rodgers. Like, what? Okay, whatever. Why is this turned into such a clown show?
That's what we need. Somebody that can call plays on the football field but has no political experience. No managerial experience, because you do have to manage, you know, your offense on the field. But
right,
man, there's no real live administrative experience.
No, there really is not. And by the way, everybody I've ever talked to play with Aaron Rodgers can't stand him. Every one of them.
I don't know the man. So I have no comment there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just talking about people playing.
How do you go and pick? Yeah, how do you pick that guy who's still playing football, among other things?
Yes.
And you're running to be president of the United States. I do not understand. Of course, there are a lot of things I don't understand.
There are a lot of things I don't understand either. And I got a kind of a tie-in for you here, because a friend of mine got a new job, and he went and met with a staff of 25 people. He starts on April 1st. You guys know him. He's a great guy. He did a speech, a little talk to the 25 people. They all gathered in a room. He said, you know what we talked about for the first 45 minutes? I said, no. He said, you. I said, what? Said for 45 minutes, all they asked was, where'd he go? I really miss listening to Tom. I wish he was back on. But they had no idea that I had a morning show. How do I remedy that situation?
Advertising.
Yep, got to advertise.
All right, so I got to spend a ton of dough. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah.
Yep.
Well, then we better get after this show, the family show here, because it's been kind of ignored for the past year, so I might have to get back on with that so I can generate enough money, because this show does better numbers than the morning show does.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that.
It's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time, yeah.
It's been around for a long time, so I got to spend some of the family show dough to promote the morning show. Is that the plan?
Got to get it out there. That's...
yep. It's true.
I offered up this morning, one of the ways that the KQ Morning Show took off 38 years ago is we invented a game show called Porno Movie Title or Not. Yeah, so I think I might bring that back.
Do that when I'm not here. I'll be happy. I'm good with that.
Oh, you big baby. It's not really all that bad. Well, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. There was an episode of The Simpsons, which Homer Simpson went into a video store. Remember video discs? You used to go to video. What were those called again?
Cassette tapes, VHS tapes?
No, I'm talking about the stores themselves. There were thousands.
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So he goes into Blockbuster, and he's looking around, and he goes, ooh, my favorite movie. He picks it up, and you look at the cover, and it says, Jercules. gets a porno based on Hercules.
I have That's a moderate weird. Amount of decorum to maintain yet.
Yes, well, there is that. I think we'll do that on the morning show. We won't do it on this show. That'll be good. But in any case, we already got a bunch of suggestions from people on things we could, porno movie title or not, should go pretty well, no question about it. But this was a little upsetting because I'm asking people, you know, they're, because not one person that Doug was talking to knew that I was still on a morning show or still on at all, because podcasting is different than radio, no question about that. So I said, how can I promote it? They said, advertise, 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 just like you guys said. And then I said, okay, where should I put the money? Every person said, you got to go on TikTok. That's where everybody is now. So, Josh, what the hell are we going to do about that?
Everybody is on. Well, there are a lot of people on TikTok.
Yeah, they're mostly like 12 years old. So.
I mean, there's, well, the... there are over 150 million people in the United States who are on TikTok. And Congress has voted to ban TikTok unless TikTok divests of its Chinese ownership. So TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance, and the Chinese government, the CCP, has a stake in ByteDance. And I do believe that the Chinese government has a stake in a lot of Chinese companies. And the fear has been, from what I understand, because I am not a subscriber to TikTok, the fear has been that China will be influencing TikTok, TikTok subscribers, and or will be taking information from TikTok subscribers for their own use. I kind of look at Congress trying to ban one particular company. The question is why this particular company and not other companies? So that's a question. Is in fact the ban legal or constitutional? And why? Why this ban? Because the stuff that I have seen or heard about on TikTok seems to be a bunch of fat dads dancing in bikinis.
There you go.
And if I was, if I was in, you know, looking at this in the Chinese government, I'd say we have nothing to fear from America if that's if that's what they're putting out on TikTok. Now that I've got a few other questions having to do, we'll say, with privacy concerns, of course. And I think that's that becomes an issue. And if it's if the government is worried about TikTok invading somebody's privacy, why then is or are government agencies trying to force companies like Google or especially my favorite Apple, forcing them to open up their platforms to outside application developers? Which could, in fact, hurt some of the privacy issues. I know that Apple Apple pushes that. That becomes a concern. The other issue is if Congress is banning TikTok, who's to say they cannot ban or they can't ban some other media platform or any other company that they say, oh, we don't like what they're doing. We don't like what Elon Musk is doing with Twitter, or we don't like what Tom Bernard is doing with the morning show. As examples. It's like where does that stop? And then, of course, there's my other issue is how does this group in Congress get together very quickly? And I do realize there have been some hearings going on from different committees over TikTok, but how do they get together very quickly to pass by a overwhelming bipartisan majority a ban on TikTok when they can't get together and pass, we'll say, a budget for several years? Just, you know, something small, when they can't get together to pass a bill on border security or pass a bill to help the Ukrainians or the Israelis, or heck, even pass a bill to fix highways, bridges, and roads, among other things. That becomes a little concerning, don't you think?
I would agree. Now, has the Senate voted on TikTok yet? I know that.
No, the Senate has not voted on TikTok yet.
I didn't think so.
But that's coming up. Now, you talk about advertising. President Biden has said that if the bill gets to his desk, he will sign it. He's not going to veto it. Mm-hmm. But he's going to continue using TikTok to promote his policies to young people.
Yep.
Now, former President Trump, who tried to put a ban on TikTok during his presidency, mm-hmm. now is taking the opposite view and saying, hey, if you ban TikTok, that's going to provide an open field for Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and Reels, among other companies. And he feels that Facebook and Instagram are, quote unquote, enemies of the people. Now, former President Trump is known for his hyperbole. But that goes a little bit beyond the pale. Facebook and Instagram are enemies of the people. I don't think so at all.
That was my question: is where do you stop First Amendment rights at that point when you're, mm-hmm. you know, freedom of speech stuff? When you start banning everything that comes down the pike?
Yeah, no, I mean that becomes a concern. I brought this ban up to some people that I'll say see on an irregular basis at a few of the restaurants that I frequent for lunch, and some of the patrons like agreed with you, super Dave. Where does this stop? And then they said, geez, you know, you're talking about TikTok, and the concern is the influence it has on minors.
You're right, yeah.
And people, and every one of these people said, well, where are the parents?
Yeah, good point.
I've seen it for 15 years. Where's the parents?
Yeah.
Where are the parents? Now, I do know that I'll say with Apple, there are some parental controls that can be put on devices. And actually, I've seen my daughter-in-law put that little ban on my two granddaughters at dinner, because my two granddaughters were constantly on their device at dinner. And it was like, girls, you know, how about participating in the conversation? Mm-hmm. And they kind of looked up from their devices, and all of a sudden it was, devices don't work.
I have a question for you. Go ahead and finish.
Okay.
But I have a question for you after that.
No, that's just that there's enough parental. You can put parental controls on the devices, but the biggest thing is where are the parents? That's one in terms of the impact on young kids.
Right.
And two, you can turn off the device, or you really don't have to subscribe to TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. You do have a choice. Or in the case somebody wanted to ban a TV show or a radio show, change the channel. Now, I am of the I am told that TikTok gets you hooked. Now, I'm not sure how TikTok gets you hooked, but TikTok gets you hooked.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I am told. Now, I can see getting hooked or going down a rabbit hole on some other platforms,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're trying to research some information. It's like, oh, well, this looks interesting. And, oh, well, that looks interesting over there. And you just keep trying to go through. And then you realize, well, wait a minute, I've just spent, you know, 5 or 10 minutes going down this little rabbit hole, and this makes no sense. Click it off and I go someplace else. But a lot of people just sit on that particular application.
Now, I have a question for you guys, because you guys would know this before I do. Is now, from what I understand, Facebook is basically for people like 50 plus.
Mostly, you agree
you agree with that? Okay.
For the most part, I know, excuse me, my two of my kids are on Facebook. One's like, no, Facebook's for old people. I'm not going on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. You know, so, and then you got TikTok for the young. Does that mean that X is in the middle, or is X, what's
Instagram
X
is their middle one, I would say.
But that's owned by Facebook too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, yes. But it's a different platform.
Yeah,
and that's
Instagram
all that
is owned by Meta.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so all that matters.
Is X just not working anymore?
I mean, people are using it, but they're not using it for the same thing.
Yeah, that's...
Oh.
I see that as more of a political... A lot of people like to argue and fight on
X. Yeah, it's basically just
X.
Opinion broadcasting platform, whereas Facebook and Twitter... Yeah. Facebook and Instagram and TikTok are all more about sharing videos and pictures.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense. That does make sense. I'm about, I guess, about 10 days away from doing a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people, they like to share information about their walks they take in the morning and afternoon and evening.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Lifting some weights.
I wonder who that would be.
Eating this. Well, I'm starting an eating program. I went from 315 to 265, and now I'm going to go from 265 to about 214. I have not weighed under 215 pounds since I was in 10th grade.
Yeah. That's a big step, but more power to you. I mean,
yeah, a lot longer.
Yep, I'd be happy just to hit 290 again.
Well, you're what, 5 inches taller than me, so that would make sense.
No, but still.
But I I'm trying to do the right thing for our listeners, and so TikTok really is not, it's not in our wheelhouse at all. It's way too young.
I wouldn't even bother.
Okay,
not worth
it. Yeah, well, I got to get out there and promote it and make sure it's. I mean, I'm very grateful for the thousands and thousands of people that are listening to the show. But if you're going to build a show, and then I also have to do a much better job of promoting this show, because this show has been kind of ignored. And like I said, it still outpaces the other one. But I got to get after promoting this show more too, because people really, they bring it up to me out. They love this show, they do. Good.
Well, that's good to know.
Indeed.
Even with me on it, doing well.
Was that?
Even with me on it, it's doing well.
Oh, stop the self, you know, deprecating. Even with you. you're a big presence.
I'm so big, yeah.
You're a big presence, Super Dave.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So do you think there will be a TikTok ban because it's partially owned by China?
Well, it is going to happen because, I mean, the House voted so strongly. Both parties voted for it. So the Senate's going to do the same thing. And I'm pretty sure Biden already said that if it comes to his desk, he's going to sign it.
So will it just go away then?
Is no.
that what happens?
No. My prediction is that what's going to happen is the ban is going to come out. And then they're going to sell the company to they're going to sell TikTok to a American company that just happens to be staffed by a bunch of very loyal Chinese people.
There you go.
I don't think Andy's wrong on that one. I don't know that I could argue that one.
Well, I did see that the former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that he is putting together a group to buy the assets of TikTok in the United States.
Right,
and that would serve the purpose that Congress wants.
I guess so. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in hearings that I had seen on social media, the U.S. president of TikTok, said that all of the information from U.S. users is not stored in China; it's stored in Texas on Oracle servers. So,
but I mean, where it's stored is not really relevant, is the thing. It's how it's used.
Right.
And that's the problem, is we have, we in America have no control over what China does with our data. And I mean, even if they're not using it for any nefarious purposes, it's still, the point is, this data is going somewhere where we don't have any control over it. And that could be a big problem in the near future. It could be, I mean, there's been famous cases of online people like leaking government secrets and stuff. There's this one case in particular. There's a game out there. I think it's War Thunder was the game. And the whole idea is that you pilot realistic tanks and stuff like that, and you're fighting each other. So you can like hop into a Panzer or whatever. And one of their claims to fame is realism. So they come out with the, like this brand new tank that like just the U.S. military just launched this tank. And so War Thunder puts it in. And this guy goes on the forums and he's like, this tank is actually not very accurate at all. And people are like, okay, sure. And he's like, I'll prove it. And he uploads a bunch of classified government schematics of the tank to show you that actually the weak point is over here.
Oh, God.
So never underestimate what people are willing to put online to win an argument.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty bad.
That's terrible news, as a matter of fact.
And I mean, all it would take is, you know, a bunch of people, like a military, a platoon making a TikTok video while they're, you know, stationed somewhere. And now whoever the data broker is that owns that information can sell this location data, because TikTok will save your location data when you take a video. They could say, hey, you know, whatever force we're fighting against at the time, $1 million, I'll tell you where these platoons are.
Right.
People can't be trusted not to put dumb crap out that will harm other people.
It's true. People can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. So, Josh, what do you think the future is? Will they stay? Will they go?
Divine the future for us, Josh.
Wow. I don't believe that TikTok is going to go public here in the United States.
No.
No.
So my concern really is the extension, not whether TikTok stays or goes. And the other question is the number of people that have access to your information, I think is pretty high to begin with. Mm-hmm. And do some things to protect your own information. But that's aimed, I'll say, at adults, not so much children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my real concern, you know, is what extends out as to, in terms of who and what Congress can ban if they don't like something, and how that impacts, you know, other companies. But if I look and say Congress is banning TikTok, and that gives, and Congress is then saying
you damn right,
hotel internet's not working so great,
a little bit of a concern. Now, if I were to look at Meta, Meta's stock has done exceedingly well. And is still looked at outside of whether TikTok exists. But Meta has done extremely well because of advances that the company has made, first to limit expenses and focus in on what they're good at and move away from the metaverse. So they've spent a lot of time building up Facebook, Instagram, and Reels, and boosted their reach and usefulness, and have seen huge increases there in their advertising dollars. Additionally, Facebook has said, we're going to be spending more money on generative artificial intelligence. I'm freezing up?
Yeah, yes. You're freezing up quite a bit, actually, unfortunately. What are you going to do? But still, fascinating.
Good stuff.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Can see me, can you hear me?
Well, okay. The audio is freezing up, too, but it's okay now.
Yep, it's okay now.
Moving around, but huge deal with artificial intelligence and companies building up their resources for artificial intelligence and generative artificial intelligence. you know, going forward, whether it's Meta, Google, Microsoft, which has really started to push a year ago on generative AI. Apple announced they have tools for artificial intelligence that they'll be talking about later this year. And we can see other companies and other uses for generative AI. And that has become a big boost to a lot of companies, and especially some of the semiconductor companies like NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices, Taiwan Semiconductor, among others. And that's where some of the leadership currently is in the market, or companies that are helping to build out or provide services for artificial intelligence. We'll say, so that's the, I'm not going to say the new thing, but that's an additional boost to a lot of stocks. So if you're using artificial intelligence, you need a lot of horsepower for that. You're going to need more data storage. And if you're using data, so there are companies that provide, build out servers and provide the infrastructure to run it. So we'll say that's data centers. Then you have, you're going to need a lot of, when I say horsepower, you're going to need a lot of energy to power up these data centers. So you've got some utilities that are definitely going to be involved with that. Or you're going to need more power in our electric grid. So that's an awful lot of energy that's going to be needed. And it's not just going to be coming from wind and solar.
I can see that.
So it really stretches out.
All right, what else is happening in the world, you guys?
What else is happening? Mm-hmm. Well, we had inflation data that came out this week that showed inflation right now is running a little hotter than had been expected.
Right.
And that that has put some concern among traders. Oh, my goodness. The Federal Reserve, which meets next week, is not going to be cutting interest rates at this meeting in March. And maybe they're not going to be cutting in the next meeting, but maybe they might cut in June. But with the producer price index coming out yesterday and being a little hotter than had been expected, and it was hotter in the areas of housing and energy and wages, well, wages with inflation data being hotter, that to me is a positive. Energy prices, particularly gasoline prices, have gone up and up significantly. But gasoline or energy prices are fluctuating all over the ballpark depending on world events more than anything else.
Oh. I have a question for all three of you. All right. Because I saw a stat yesterday, the $35 trillion we're in debt now, right? $35 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They said that each American, if we paid off that, if every American paid their fair share, it would cost us each $100,000. That means in my family, Catherine and I would have to pay $200,000. I would have to pay $100,000. She'd have to pay $100,000. But then they said, if you base it on people who actually pay taxes, each taxpayer would have to pay $250,000. So Kath and I go from $200,000 to $500,000. If I'm doing the math right in my head, doesn't that mean 55% of people in America pay no taxes?
Well, I mean, what percentage of them are under 18, for one?
And what percentage of them have no job?
Yeah, why?
Let's see. There are under 18 is, let's see, looks like maybe 20-ish percent of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22%. So, I mean, that right there is a quarter of the country that doesn't pay taxes because they're under 18.
But you'd still have to throw another 37 to 38% in of people who do pay taxes.
Well,
I mean, people of the age to pay taxes that don't pay taxes.
There's also people, and probably a lot more people, over a certain age. Percentage of Americans are retired. Let's see.
Yeah, but they still pay taxes.
Not income tax.
Yes, they do.
I mean,
do
they
on
pay.
Social Security.
What do you mean?
Well, they pay they pay a little bit on their Social Security, but
it's not a little bit anymore.
It is compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let's see. Well, the average retirement age is 63, and yeah, it looks like. Okay, hold on. About another 17% are over 65. So we're getting pretty close to 50% there.
So 50% of people pay all the taxes. That's what you're saying?
Hold on. What you're saying is, how many? What's the percent over 55?
65. And it's
17.3%. Oh, 65.
Yep. And so the majority of those are retired, and then there's the people under 18, which is about 22%. So 22 plus 17, that's 39 right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So another 11% that just don't pay taxes, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, so we did get to the 55% that do pay all the taxes. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, that don't pay any taxes. 45% of people pay all the taxes.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Unbelievable. I mean, we live in a great country here. Doesn't everybody want to kick in to make sure it stays great instead of being $35 trillion in debt?
It doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
I suppose it's going to affect them long term if it doesn't stop. It's going to affect them mightily. I will tell you that.
No, it's sad. It's really sad. But what do you do with it? You know, how do you change it?
Make everybody pay taxes. You earn money, you
got
to pay taxes.
You've got all these politicians.
Yeah.
All the politicians are saying that you're not paying your fair share, and in particular if you're rich, you're not paying your fair share. And I'm saying, "Well, that's not really true."
No.
At all, because the upper income bracket, so I think that's anybody making $250,000 or more. I think that group pays more than 20% of the federal income taxes.
Oh, yeah, the other Andy makes a good point. There's also the people who can't work, so disabled people, blind people, and people who can't walk and that sort of thing. That's apparently another 13%.
Is it really that high?
Well, but there's probably a lot of overlap with the over 65, though.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, I would bet 80% of those people are in the over 65 group. So
the only objection I have to this whole thing is that all those people who are not disabled or not too old or not too young or whatever, both parties do this too. There's no question. They kind of ease them out of everything to buy their votes.
Well,
that's the only reason this happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. So I have a job because I gave you a break and you don't have to pay anything. So you vote for me. So I'm making a ton of money.
Yep.
That's disgusting to me. What do you think, Josh? Disgusting?
Yes. Well, I'm one of those people that pays a pretty good chunk of taxes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very happy to pay. I'm happy to pay the taxes because I've had the opportunity to create a business,
mm-hmm.
to employ some people, and to make a very good living over a period of time. And I do get a little upset when somebody says, "Well, you're not paying your fair share.
You
need to be paying more money." And I look at them and say, "Huh? Well, you've had the same opportunities that I have. Why aren't you going out and creating a business, hiring people, and trying to make more money instead of complaining all this much. But that's that's just me.
He rolls back in horror. No, I think I made this point last week, but maybe I didn't. I think we should pass a law in America that you cannot create new ways for people to not have to pay taxes in an election year. You should not be able to use an election year to cut money so you automatically get elected. I think that's the filthiest thing I've ever heard in my life. What do you think of that?
What do you mean? What do you mean cut money?
Oh, there are people, right now they're saying, oh, we're going to cut, the low end. We're going to raise that low end more because you people, it's the very wealthy that aren't paying their fair share. Well, if you're paying nothing, how are you paying your fair share?
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, those people could say, well, we're paying sales taxes or other general use taxes.
Yeah.
As opposed to income taxes. And yes, there are an awful lot of use taxes that are, we'll call it regressive, that go on people of lower incomes.
Yeah, so, I just don't want them using our money to buy votes. I am really sick to death of using our tax money, or lack thereof, to get voted for. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting to me.
And they all do it.
But I'll agree with you.
They do. They all agree. They all do it. So I don't know. We'll see how it all shakes out in the end. But
I'm not a politician.
No, we're not politicians. No. And by the way, let me say the same thing that Josh just said. Yes, Catherine and I pay a ton of taxes, but we make a good living, so I don't have any problem paying a ton of taxes. I wish it wasn't as high as it was, or it is, but still, hey, you know what? I came from a very, very poor family. We're doing very well now. Therefore, America's been good to me, so I got no problem paying the taxes. But there are guys who have a hell of a lot more money than I got who don't pay any taxes. I'm not wild about that either.
Well, I know that fingers have always pointed at, we'll say, Jeff Bezos. Well, he doesn't pay a lot in taxes.
He does.
Well, he does pay a significant amount, but the bulk of his taxes are paid on capital gains when he sells Amazon stock. He does not pay a lot in income tax because his income or salaried income is very low.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Warren Buffett, who's one of the richer individuals in the world, has always said, well, my secretary pays more in income taxes than I do. Well, yeah, his secretary is paid three times the salary that he's paid.
Right.
So you've got, income taxes are based on your income. Mm-hmm. And that runs typically at a higher rate than, we'll say, capital gains taxes, which I think right now are capped at about a flat 25% rate. Now, there are some other tax rates that are in there that do catch a lot of people, including the alternative minimum tax rate, which was designed in the late 60s to get, I think it was about 300 or 400 individuals who were paying a lower rate of taxes but were making a lot of money.
Right.
And that law had never been indexed to inflation, and based on both your income and if you happen to have a super good year having a lot of capital gains, you can get hit with this alternative minimum tax. So that could hit people who in one year have a windfall from selling some vacation property, as an example. So they have their salaried income plus this windfall from selling a vacation property, which is taxed as capital gains, but the way that the alternative taxes, alternative minimum tax is computed, they get hit with that. And that becomes a huge sum. So then the question is the alternative minimum tax fair?
And is it?
But again, that's a debate for another day.
It is.
Some people, I would look and say it's fair in the sense that there are those people who say if you have a flat tax so that everybody pays the same amount based on your income,
right,
that be the fairest thing. So whatever you make, you'll pay a flat tax of X percent. And we can put together this flat tax. And I said, geez, you already have a flat tax. It's already on the books. It's called the alternative minimum tax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we cannot understand a word you're saying anymore, yeah, unfortunately.
You're breaking up really badly now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really bad.
Must be the internet connection that I have where I am.
Yeah.
Probably. Let me go to a different spot.
Okay, as you're walking, I'm going to tell a very quick story.
Is that a little better?
I think so.
Is that a little better?
It'll be good for about 3 minutes, and then it'll go back again.
Well, we've only got 11 more minutes left on the show, so it'll all work out in the end. Very quickly, I got a point.
Wow.
It'll never be balanced paying taxes, and I'll give you my personal experience in this. When I was a much younger man in my early 20s, I had a friend whose family owned a bar / restaurant. It was more a bar than it was a restaurant, let me put it that way. You go in and have a beer. They'd have things like burgers and hot dogs. It wasn't really, it was a restaurant, but not really. I go in and I ask for my buddy, and they said, oh, he's upstairs. And I said, is it okay if I go up there? And go, yeah, just go up there. He's upstairs. So I go upstairs. I knock on the door. He goes, come on in. I said, it's Tom. He goes, hey, Tom, how you doing? I open the door, and there is a pile of American money. It's about 2.5 feet deep. It looks like a pyramid, to tell you the truth. I mean, it literally is about 2 feet deep, this pile of American bills, ones, fives, tens, twenties, the whole shooting match, right? And I said, mm-hmm. My God, how do you guys even figure out how to pay tax on that? And he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, well, that whole pile of money. He goes, there's no pile of money mm-hmm. there. I'm like, oh, okay. I suppose there's no way they can track that down. It's cash.
No.
So how are you going to track it?
It's harder.
Right?
It's way harder to track. That's where it goes to the honor system.
Yeah, well, that's why they're wanting to go to that government-backed crypto.
Yep.
Because that you can track very easily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why people are speculating within the next 50 years, most countries are going to be cashless. They're not even going to print bills anymore.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Josh?
Not for me.
Not something you're looking forward to.
I like, again, it's like the newspaper. I like my newspaper.
Yeah.
I like to read the newspaper. I like the tactile feel for the newspaper. But in terms of cashless things, there are a lot of places you go right now where they don't want cash.
Right.
But either pay by credit card, or if you have money on your phone, pay by use Apple Pay or Google Pay to pay for something. So, okay, just got to carry around a credit card.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
All right, that's so all now that your connection seems to be somewhat stable, we have a question from the listeners. All right, so Jim says, during the last 2 months, I have worked through a number of financial issues regarding my parents in their late 80s. Thank goodness for their ability to have planned their retirement and estate with their financial professionals. Thought this would be a good subject for Josh to address, considering many have not addressed this subject for themselves and their family. Mm-hmm. So do you see a lot of people, a lot of things going intestate when people die because they haven't... written everything up yet?
In my experience, I've only seen a few things where somebody dies intestate without a will and or a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And those become a huge issue trying to get things sorted out. And the worst case was an unfortunate accident with one of my clients who was probably early 50s, who did not have a will or a trust, and it had a beneficiary for her retirement account. Somebody that she had been engaged to, but the engagement ended.
Uh-oh.
But she never bothered to change the beneficiary.
Mm.
Oh.
And she was engaged to somebody else. And it took a long time to sort things out. So that was probably the worst issue. But I always tell people and ask people, do you have a will or a trust? If you don't have one, here's what you need to do. Make sure you talk to an attorney to set up a will or a trust so that gets filed. Make sure that you have beneficiaries designated on your retirement accounts and keep those up to date. If you have accounts that are in your name only, make sure, particularly if you're a little older, that you have what's called a transfer on death attached to that. And that makes things a little bit easier if you don't have a will or a trust. Most people even have a house. If you're owning a house or other property, that can become an issue if there is no designated beneficiary as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very important to sit down, with an attorney to, plan those things out. Even more important for people in your dad's age group or my age group, Andy, is to sit down with your children, or even for you, Andy, or for Super Dave, to grab your parents and say, hey, what type of estate planning do you have in place? And if you don't have any in place, how about take care of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually went through that recently when Melissa's grandpa died. He didn't have a will in place because he died much more suddenly than we expected. And so basically we had to go through all of his bank accounts, all of his belongings, inventory everything, and divvy it up, you know, as we saw fit. And thankfully, you know, it's not like the guy was a millionaire or anything, so there was no really real fighting or anything. But I mean, imagine, you know, you find out your grandpa's got a bank account with $1 million in it. People are going to be like, oh, well, I deserve more because I did this. And technically, I mean, technically the law says that I think it just goes split evenly to all the kids. But even in that case, you know, what are all of his belongings worth? You know, you got to sell them off first or just dole them out. But I think that this thing's worth a lot and you don't think it's worth anything. And it's a lot of headache for everyone when you don't take care of these things ahead of time.
Yeah, both my folks had, dad had a will. He passed away in 2007, mom in 2019. They both had it all done.
Yeah.
My wife and I have ours done.
A lot of people think that's like, you know, if I write up a will, I'm inviting death, that sort of thing.
Do they really?
Oh, a lot of it's like they think that it's like, you know, taunting death. It's like, oh, yeah, come get me. But like as soon as Ethan was born, we started the process. We actually just did another step a couple of days ago because it's like you never know.
Yep.
See, and I got to tell you, I was very lucky.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you hear me? I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. No, that leads to something else. Make sure you have adequate insurance, both life insurance, you know, to cover or to help out your family or business, so that life insurance is, we'll say, inexpensive dollars that you're paying to provide protection for your family going forward.
I don't think my parents
If you're not around, the life insurance will replace the income that you provided.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That works for me. All right, any closing words from all of you?
Stay out of trouble.
From a cop.
Trouble allowed.
Well, it's a weekend that can cause a lot of people issues. So,
you mean because of St. Paddy's Day on Sunday?
Yeah, maybe a shweel or two happens. You never know.
I can see that. Oh God, Josh froze up again.
Am I moving?
No. Now you're moving.
It's there just the house that I'm staying at right now.
I understand.
There I go. Okay, well, next week we've got the Federal Reserve meeting on Tuesday, Wednesday, so that can add a little bit of volume to.
You damn right.
Yes, it can add a little bit of volume there.
All right, we're going to have to fold it up because I didn't hear a word there.
I think that's going to do it.
We'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.